Found the email. Okay, Michelle, I'm here.
Awesome. Thanks, Gladys. June 3rd, town council meeting.
Okay, let's go ahead and begin. Welcome, everyone, to the June 3rd, 2021 town council meeting. Mayor Steve Cox, I'm here at the Anchor location, along with our clerks, Michelle Aldridge and Judy Davis. We have Gladys Lefevre, council member, joining us online, and Judy Drain, Councilwoman Judy Drain, joining us also. So we do have a quorum. Elizabeth, you're probably not going to want to hear this, but she's headed back east and she got rerouted because of rain. So somebody's at least getting it, even if it's not us. So anyway, we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. So there's a flag right behind me. If you stand and face the flag. All right,
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation
under God, indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first thing on the agenda is to approve the meeting minutes. I don't think we have enough to do that, to approve those. I do have one change on council president. Judy Drain was present, not listed.
Oh, gosh, okay.
But Elizabeth's not here. Conrad's not here. Gladys was not present, so we won't be able to approve the minutes until next month. But other than that, were there any other changes anybody saw, just so we have them down for next meeting?
Look good to me.
Okay. All right, we'll hold off on that then until we have enough people acquiring that can approve those minutes, but I think they look pretty good.
Okay,
first thing on the, second thing on the agenda is to discuss and vote on the final subdivision application for Ray Nelson. I'll have Michelle bring up, I think all of you have probably seen this already, but I'll have her bring up the subdivision. Now this subdivision falls under our ordinances section 152.046, and I'll read, if you're not familiar, you know, normally we have a preliminary and a final plat that we look at, but I'll read the statement so that it's clear what we're doing. It says, for subdivisions not proposing or being required to provide any dedications or any new infrastructure or infrastructure improvements, a preliminary subdivision application approval by the town council shall act as the final subdivision approval. Since Ray's subdivision falls into that category, basically our approval tonight covers the preliminary and the final. So, if there are any questions on that, you know, that's in our ordinances. So I'll go ahead and have Michelle bring it up and maybe just talk about the Planning Commission's recommendation and anything that they recommended.
Okay, so I don't know if everyone can see this well enough. I turned it, but if you need it enlarged, just let me know. The only concern that came up in the Planning Commission meeting was by Pete Benson, Fire Marshal, and just it was regarding any further infrastructure that may be required if Ray further subdivides. The lot that he's subdividing now won't be eligible for subdivision because it will be just under 10 acres. So unless that ordinance changes, this current one that he's proposed won't be affected, but the rest of his acreage could. So the only note that we've asked him to put in for the final plat would be in the event that the current or future owners of either lot one or lot two shown herein apply to further subdivide either lot, they shall follow the ordinances in place at the time of the application and install all of the required streets and other infrastructure. So that would just, the recommendation versus doing a deed restriction is to put that right on the plat as a note, and then also to have that final plat show the fire hydrant. And then I will create a tickler system. So should this come up in the future, we'll have a way to search that and have it on record as showing that if any further subdivision is proposed, that then it would be required to follow all of the ordinances about infrastructure regarding the roads specifically. So my recommendation is to move forward with approving it.
Okay, very good. So the application is complete. The Planning Commission has recommended approval based on that, and those will be added or have been added already. Are there any questions, Gladys or Judy, on this subdivision proposal?
No, I have nothing.
Gladys has none. If the Planning Commission has looked it over and they're satisfied, I'm satisfied.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the preliminary slash final plat for the Ray Nelson subdivision.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Judy, aye.
And Steve, aye. So motion passes 3-0. Ray, did you want to say anything, or are you good with that?
No, I'm good with that. I'd just like to thank everybody for working with me on this. I think I'm completely satisfied. I have no problem with the notes, and I'm looking forward to moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Then go ahead. Yeah, you'll get the signatures on the final plat. You should be ready to go. So thank you.
Okay, will do.
All right. Great. Next thing on the agenda is the budget. The 2021-22 budget, and tonight is the public hearing. So what I'm going to do is let's move to the public hearing, and then once we hear from the public any concerns or issues, we'll come back into the regular meeting and discuss any concerns that you have, Judy or Gladys. So I will make a motion that we move into the open hearing on the 2021-22 final budget. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Judy, aye.
And Steve, aye. So public, if anybody wants to make a comment on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, raise your hand or let us know somehow, and we'll let you make a comment.
Oh yeah, I would need to go print it. Do you want me to do that? It's in the email. Actually, it's on the desktop, and it's all. Or would it be easier to find under tonight's? It's linked on the website under tonight's meeting. Either way, there's a PDF on the desktop though.
Okay, I don't see anybody clicking in yet, so we'll give it about another minute if you'd like to. Okay. We may have a comment from Judy Davis, but actually Judy could make a comment during our discussion. So if anybody else has a comment, please join us. And if not, we'll close the public hearing. Okay, with no comments from the public on the budget, I'm going to make a motion that we close the public hearing and move back into the regular meeting. Do I have a second?
Gladys will second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Judy, aye.
Gladys?
Come sit up here.
Oh, sorry. Aye.
And Steve, aye. Conrad Jepson has joined us at the anchor location. So we will, if that vote will be 3-0. We will move from the public hearing back into the regular meeting. So I'll open it up for any questions or comments, additions, changes, or any member of the council.
I've got a question. Let me find the page here. On our roads, where I need to, you know, I need to have a general idea what the county charges us when they're, when they come in and do things. I'm sure we have it in the budget for that. And I've already put us in, got us on the agenda next year for getting our roads chip sealed. I did that last month when I was into the planning commission, but where he didn't send us a bill, and we really were blessed that way. But so on this budget, Steve, those are the kind of things we need to take into consideration, right?
Yeah, you know, the road, the Class C road money is interesting because it can only be spent on Class C roads. And right now, we have 167, almost 168,000. The last time we chip sealed, and I don't know exactly, but my memory serves me that we were around 60,000 total cost. That could have gone up. You know, we, I guess what I would say is we just will have to work within that. I think we have plenty of money to chip seal. I'm sure the county will work with us as they do other projects around us, and it will lower the price. So I'm not concerned that we won't have enough money, but if that is the case, we'll do whatever we can. We'll have to prioritize. But I think we're well within the amount that we would be required, you know, by the county to pay.
Okay. Well, that was just mainly my concern.
Okay. I think we can handle that down the line. They'll probably give us an estimate, you know, when they get ready to do their work next year. That's usually the way it works. And, you know, if we can do it all, great. And if we have to prioritize, we can do that at that time.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Any other concerns or questions? Okay, we have a question from Judy Davis.
Is Michelle being paid for her?
I'm going to mention that in the budget. Yeah, thank you, though. The question, if you didn't hear it, is with Curtis resigning and Michelle taking over full time, a zoning administrator plus part time clerk. I'm going to recommend, I have some changes I want to make, but I'm going to recommend that we increase her hours. And I've talked to Shayla. She would like to increase her hours by 7 a week. That gives her 32 hours total. And that will give her 4 days that she can be here in the office, you know, to handle other business. It's a huge job, and she's doing good, but we really need to give her more hours. So along with the budget proposal or acceptance of the budget for this year, that will be one of my proposals, is that we add hours in the zoning administrator position so that we can get that done. So anyway, when we vote on that, that will be part of the motion. So if anybody has any concerns, you can express those now, or any questions on that.
I would be more than happy to take that. Doing the minutes to take
one more. Okay.
It's not much, but I
okay, great. Thank you. Conrad, any questions on the budget? No? Anybody else? I've got a few things. They're more or less, there's not really a change in the budget. When we moved to Dolores, we've still been working on figuring categories out. So the proposals I'm going to go through, you can kind of follow me, there's several, but it's not adding or subtracting anything from our expenditures. It's more reappropriating it or creating categories or clarifying, because this next year, you know, I think we'll get much more comfortable with Polaris. We need to have certain categories established so we can do that. So, and Shayla, you don't need to keep these down because I'll send you a list, but if you want to work down the budget with me a little bit, and I'll just do it by category number. So 3331, if you find that is the CARES Act revenue, we will have a new name, or we can change the category. I'll leave that to Shayla. That money is done, but we will have American Rescue Plan Act money.
Somebody's at the door.
Huh? And so we won't have any more CARES Act revenue, but we'll have a different source of revenue called the American Rescue Plan. I'm guessing from what I've read that we will get $14,000 this year, fiscal year, and $14,000 the next fiscal year. That may change, so I don't want to put a number in that yet. That will have certain ways that you can spend it, and we'll have to wait and see what those guidelines are. Okay, so that's the first one. The next one is 4111. What I want to do is to reduce that to 30,000, and that covers the zoning administrator and the clerks. I'd like to move 9,000 of that to 4525, which is park maintenance. So what I'm doing here is I'm separating out Corey's wages from administrative, so we have a better way to track his salary and where we're at with that. And it seems more fitting to put him under park maintenance. So that will just be a movement of money from one category to another. Then next, or bottom of that page, 4122. We are no longer required to do public notices. There may be times where we want to, but it's not a requirement anymore. So I'm going to reduce that, or I'd like to reduce that to 2,000. And I'd like to move that $3,000 extra to 4561, which is going to be renamed the park, recreation and culture. That's a category that we had originally in our old budget that covered our 4th of July expenses and our art council, art show expenses. And so I'd like to move that in and, you know, kind of recreate that category under parks. So again, it's just a shift of money, nothing too concerning there. Next page. is 4320. Fire expenditures. When we had a lot of extra money, we decided to put more into the fire department. They are all now equipped as well as they can be. So what I'd like to do is move 10,000 of that into 4525, the park maintenance salary. So part of that money will pay for Corey's maintenance. If you remember, part of what we wanted him to do is maintain fire equipment, fire vehicles, and so on. And so I think that's a pretty appropriate place to reappropriate that, and we can keep track of it through that. The next one would be 4525. Says parks, equipment, supplies, maintenance. I'd like to separate that out a little bit and make that just parks, maintenance, salary. So that'll be Corey's salary. And so we'll move money into that from some of the other, we'll have 9,000 moving in and 10,000 from fire. There's also one more. Let's see, right now it has 9,722. We'll leave that in. So with those three amounts, that should cover Corey's salary and benefits, whatever we need to do there. Then 4527 will be park equipment and supplies. We will eliminate 4561. We'll move that money up into 4527. So again, we're just moving a little bit of money into different categories. I've talked to Michelle about this, and I think she's pretty clear what we want to try to do with that. Just gives us a little bit more accountability in where our money's going. So we'll eliminate 4561 and just move that money up. Now, the other thing I didn't know, and Michelle was going to check on it, we did have another fund, our capital projects fund. We had $30,000, I think, in it or something like that. Michelle, did they send it? Okay, so we're going to check on that. You know, that's not our operating budget. That's money we put in for the porch or the playground in the parking lot, excuse me. And so we're checking with Polaris to see why that didn't get into our budget. It's not a huge thing because it is just part of our capital projects budget. We will track that down and make sure that's in it before we send it to the state. So those were the changes I had suggested. Are there any questions or further comments on the budget?
Steve, this is Gladys. Can Michelle send us, even if it's an email copy, of those suggestions that you made?
Yes.
Okay, appreciate that.
In fact, I'm going to send her, what I will do is I will send these recommendations to her and I'll copy you guys on those.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions or comments on the 2021-22 budget? Okay, if there are no others, then I will make a motion to adopt the 2021-22 budget with the suggested changes.
You with all that you did for it.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye, comment.
Aye, Gladys.
Okay, Judy? Judy Gunn? Steve, yes. So we'll just wait for Judy. She may be trying to log back in.
She said someone's at the door.
Well, we'll give her a moment to see if she can get online. If not, it will pass 3-0. Okay, I guess we're not gonna get her back from the internet world. So I, for now, I will count that as a 3-0 vote to adopt the 2021-22 budget. We actually ended up doing reasonably well surviving the COVID. So I think we're in pretty good shape financially. Our revenue's up and I think everybody did a good job of watching their expenditures. I think we're in pretty good shape right now. Okay, moving on. In my email that I wrote to you about the master plan, in the last planning commission meeting, one of the discussion items was trying to figure out what the carrying capacity of Boulder is. They were working with Lee Nellis, trying to figure out some of the ordinances and what should be allowed, what shouldn't be allowed. And one of the questions was, how much can we grow and in what way? And the discussion sort of centered on water, you know, water hookups, that's a limiting factor. Septic in a lot of areas, especially if we have any high density proposals, would be a problem. And then traffic, particularly, but not just only, particularly in lower Boulder, traffic, you know, it's a narrow road, it's a one-way road, or a dead-end road, I guess I should say, and it has its problems with traffic. So listening in on our conversation around the Planning Commission conversation was Daniel Hawley from Jones and DeMille Engineering, and he asked me if he would like Jones and DeMille to put together a proposal to do a traffic study and a master plan. I think most of you or all of you now have a copy of that. You know, it kind of goes through what they would do as far as traffic counts and then moves on to what they would do for transportation planning. The overall cost, estimated cost, was $10,570. You know, we didn't have that in our working budget. So I contacted UDOT to ask them if there was any grant money that we could use. And they said there is a technical planning assistance program. We can apply for that. It's a 94%, 6% match. So it's, you know, it's about as good as you can ever get. It's pretty competitive. And applications, we could submit an application according to the UDOT representative this fall, but then the actual award would not be for a year. So we wouldn't know until 2022 if we were funded. I think there's a pretty good chance we would be, but it's not a guarantee. So, you know, at this point, I'm just looking for town council input or planning commission if anybody's on there. I asked for any comments or feedback, and Gladys, I think, emailed me something about there may have been some kind of traffic study done back when Keith Gailey was the mayor.
Correct. I'm pretty sure it was Jones and DeMille who did it. I remember, but it seems like to me it was more involved the center part of town. I don't remember anything about Lower Boulder, but I remember they did like the traffic study plan, and then they mapped out where all of our roads that were designated as roads were and what the practicability of using them were. That's all I remember, but I'm pretty sure it was Jones and DeMille who did it, and it was when Mr. Gailey was mayor.
Okay, thanks. And that may be something we want to go back and look at before we make any further commitments to see what we know already. That may help them too. In fact, I'll contact them and see if they have a copy of that. They may have something in their files.
Okay, thank you.
And I didn't get any other comments from the Planning Commission on the urgency of this. So, you know, my thought is we could wait a little bit. We could maybe apply this fall, see if we can get the grant. But Judy or Conrad, do you have anything to add or any ideas or?
Well, when I'm out there changing sprinklers doing things, I watch all these rigs go down the road, towing trailers with vehicles and everything on them. Then they unload down there, and then they want to ride them up down the street. So I like to take them and go down the draw or out, you know, down the hole somewhere else to ride them. Today, or was it yesterday, three little kids were on their motorcycles. And I mean small little kids. And those acted like, you know, they were two-cycle motorcycles, so they were screaming. And then they'd go and look for another place, and they went in to go to the deer ranch. And of course, they had to turn around when they see the big signs of no trespassing. So they're screaming up and down the road with those loud two-cycle motorcycles. And they're not the only one of them. Yeah. So the quicker we can get a study on it, the better. I'm just sharing with what I see. And people load up on four-wheelers, and just like tonight, there was four people sitting on a four-wheeler. They were piled up. They were just, they were having fun. But you'd think they'd want to go sightseeing somewhere else. But,
yeah. And, you know, traffic always, it seems like whenever we suggest, when I talked to you, Don, told them about our traffic problems, they always say, well, half of it's enforcement of the speed limits and the rules you already have. And right now we don't have a lot of enforcement. We're getting some from Escalante, but yeah, I understand that. So any other comments on this plan moving forward? You know, we may have money in capital projects we can put towards it if we decide to do that. I don't know that we need to make the decision tonight, but it's certainly something down the road that we're probably going to need a traffic study and a transportation plan where we have, you know, engineers maybe give us some guidelines on what we can do to make things a little better. The thing Conrad's mentioning, I don't know how we get a handle on that. But Gladys or Judy, do you have anything on your thoughts?
Gladys says, I think we should probably try to apply for that grant if it's available in the fall.
Okay.
Sorry, I lost my sound totally. I had to go all the way out and come back in, so I missed part of it. Actually, I missed about 5 minutes.
Okay, well, we voted on the budget, so did you want to enter your vote? We voted 3-0 to adopt that. Would you like to?
Yes, I'll vote yes on the budget.
Okay, and then we were just talking about the transportation plan, how to move forward. Madison suggested that maybe we apply for the UDOT Technical Planning Assistance Grant that should open this fall and be awarded in 2022. I think we have time to maybe consider that. And if we don't get it, maybe to move forward at that point. But didn't know if you had any thoughts reading that proposal, what to do.
Now, is that's on exactly what? Is that on the, what was that on exactly, Steve, that Gladys was talking about getting the grant for?
Yeah, so when Jones and DeMille gave us their proposal, it was 10,000.
500,
Yeah, and so I talked to UDOT, and they said there is a program where you can ask for a grant assistance, and it's a 94%, 6% match. We would have to match it with 6%, which would be a real bargain. it's pretty competitive, he said, but I think we'd have a shot at getting that grant, and if not, we could move on from there. But we would apply this fall, and then we would know probably by 2022 winter. He said it takes about a year, according to him, to award those grants. So Gladys suggested that may be the route we want to pursue.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's a lot of money. So to take it down to 6%, that would really be good.
Yeah, I asked if we could use Class C road money, and he said I would advise against it. He said it's sort of a gray area, but if you're ever audited, they may decide you have to pay that. So I didn't think that was probably an option we should pay. But yeah, so here's what I'll do is I'll watch for that grant to come out in the fall. I'll make sure I'll notify you when it's out, and we'll put something together and try to go that route. I'll let Jones and DeMille know that that's what we're planning to do, and maybe they can help us even with the application. So I think that's a good idea. I don't think anybody's opposed to that. So Gladys, I think that's a good suggestion. So let's do that. Okay, next one is Lee Nellis's proposal. I've been emailing back and forth with Lee, and you know, when he first sent his proposal, he was concerned that some of our ordinances were not as up to date as they should be after this last legislature. I think Peg's kind of tried to keep us all a little bit informed. They made quite a few changes to some different things. Lee was mainly concerned about our subdivision ordinance and some of the things that were lacking. I think some of those do not take effect until October. And right now the Planning Commission, I think what they will do next after they're done with RV, campground, guest ranch kind of things, development standards, I think what they would like to work on next or coming up is the subdivision ordinance. When I talked to Lee, he thought maybe they could handle some of that as part of that rewrite of that or the amendment. So what I would propose, and you know, we can vote on it or just kind of move forward, is have Lee decide as we move through the subdivision stuff, if we don't get to anything critical by October when it's due, to maybe have him write up whatever amendments we need to do. You know, his proposal was it would take him 20 hours at $40 an hour. That's $800. That's a pretty cheap, I think, rewrite or amend. So I think what my suggestion would be is allow him a little extra money if necessary for the Planning Commission budget to work as he sees necessary to bring us into compliance. It may cost us less than that. It wouldn't cost us any more than that. So what do you think of that idea with Lee Nellis? Anybody have a comment on that?
I'd say if the ordinances need to be looked at, brought up to date, we probably need to do it. Okay. And if it's not, you know, it's something we need somebody with experience to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lee really knows our ordinances now. And I think he's already looked through what the state passed, and he has a pretty good idea where we're lacking. So I think he feels comfortable working on it with the Planning Commission, but if they don't get there, I think he's also okay with recommending or making some amendments for us in the meantime. So, Judy or Conrad, anything on that?
No,
I think it sounds like a good idea. If he'll be working with the Planning Commission as long as he can to get as much done as he can. It sounds like works for me.
Okay. Conrad?
Yeah. Pay more attention and listen and see what he's proposing as the steps go along. So see what they are trying to pass.
He's usually pretty good at working with the planning commission to say, here's where you're lacking and here's where amending. I think Judy and I spent quite a bit of time watching Lee work with the planning commission, and he's really good on letting them know what the law is and what he recommends, and then they kind of make those decisions. So I'll let Lee know that that will be our plan moving forward, is to have him continue to work with our planning commission on that. And if there's anything critical that needs to be done sooner, to give him the go ahead on that. So, all right. Okay, we're in department reports. So enforcement, landfill, town grounds. Comrade, what have you got for us?
Nothing right now. I've been watching, listening, and waiting for anything to come up. And so I told him to go ahead and start working on the wall.
Okay.
And so he said, okay. We have a meeting for a park bench with Shayla and I. So that's coming along with the Bakers. I told Jimmy Catmull, I said, you might be one of the ones, so we'll let you know about giving these people a bid on how to put the concrete in there for that bench. So he said, all right. The other one we recommended was Nelson.
Yeah, and I asked Corey if he had any other ideas, and he said Phil's usually too busy, and Doug Hall did the last one. Oh, okay. So I was going to reach out to him too, and then once I get the okay to pass along their contact information, I'll send that to the Bakers.
Okay, sounds good. So the platter boxes are on their way, hopefully, and then that memorial. It's good. All right, perfect. Thanks, Conrad. Let's see, Elizabeth is not able to join us. So one thing I have for the fire council is that once they kind of all get back together, maybe later this month, they're going to begin working on getting everybody's fire information. Apparently, and most of you probably know this, they used to keep a book with everybody's addresses, where their propane tanks were, shutoffs, this and that. It's a little outdated, maybe a lot outdated, but that's one of the things they're going to be working on, is to update that so that both our EMTs and our fire department can get to places as quick as they can, know where things are. I think it's time to do that. And the fire council has agreed to sort of take that on with the fire department and get that updated, and so we'll have a better idea. And then Judith Guile, I think, is interested in getting it all on GPS so that we can pinpoint exactly where a call's coming from. And sometimes our addresses really are not as accurate as we hope they would be to get people where they need to get. So,
cartoons. Look down there, lost down there today, looking for something. I think it's over there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of new people putting stuff in, and we need to update everybody's information. And they have a sheet previous that they used, but they'll probably revise a little bit and then have kind of a community push to get everybody's information and get it reported. So that was from Elizabeth. Arts Council has a few things going. You can read Pegboard to get those. There's going to be some music things and movies. So kind of keep your eye on Pegboard for that.
Outdoor movies?
Yeah, I think so, at the Pavilion.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't remember the dates on that, but it's gone out on Pegboard, I guess.
It's a weekend in
18th, 19th, okay. Yeah, so watch for anything on the Arts Council. Just watch the Pegboard, and they're putting things out. Okay, Gladys, anything on your end?
Yes. First, I wasn't there at the last town council meeting, so I would make sure I thank Jeannie Ziegler for the nice job she done at the free box. She painted it. She's been keeping it cleaned up, and I hope other people who are using it respect that, and we keep it looking nice. I really appreciate her taking that over. Cemetery, also thank all those who helped with any part of cleaning the cemetery. Look very nice for Memorial Day. And Elena is going to be working more on getting, we're trying to get it mapped. We looked into that one grant, the cemetery grant, but when it came right down to it, I think because of the size of our community, we weren't eligible for very much of a grant. So we decided maybe to pass that by, but Elena's going to be trying to get that more organized this summer. And that's, I think that's all the comments I have.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask, we have the three of you here about the parade permit for 4th of July. How is that going?
There's not a whole lot to do right now. I need to get the time from the start and the end.
Okay, so we'll have that form. Yeah, and I don't know what time they discussed, maybe afternoon like we used to do, 2 or 4, I can't remember where they were.
So who is?
I think it's Pam. Pam Purchase is the one that I've talked to, so she'll probably know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure who's up can.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be, one of the things in the budget they asked for, and we just approved it as part of the budget, is they asked for $1,500. Dollars to help, set up and do some things for 4th of July, which is a little less than they've asked for before. So I think that was a reasonable ask. And I just put it in the budget, mentioned it before. So
didn't they wrote the big one here or something?
Yeah, they may do something. I think they're talking more about trying to get vendors for food. But as we get a little closer, I think they'll put out an itinerary and let us know a little bit more. But they seem to have some really good ideas, and I think it'll be nice getting back together and having a parade and being able to do some things that we used to do this year. So, and Gladys, thank you for putting the flags out. I think that looks really awesome in the mornings on Memorial Day. We drove up there and it was beautiful. So. Thanks for doing that and getting those up every year.
You know, Steve, I did have a couple of questions about that because several people asked me, how come we didn't have them put up on Friday? Friday through Monday? I said, what I looked up, it just said you're supposed to have them up before sunrise and take them down before sunset. So I didn't know whether protocol said you could have them up more than one day or not.
Well, I know Escalante does. I don't know how other people do it in other towns. I don't think there's a problem with putting them up on a Friday. I know a lot of people like to go up and clean up and decorate on Friday and Saturday, and maybe even a little on Sunday. That's something we could discuss. But, I would be comfortable with you doing whatever you think you want to do with that. I'm good with one day, but I also had people asking why it wasn't up on the weekend when people were decorating, and we could go that way too. That's probably a discussion before.
One more question: how about on Flag Day? Is that like something like June 14th? Do you want them up on Flag Day, or just the 4th of July?
I don't know. What do you think, Council?
What about the 24th?
That's in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we almost get so many things.
That's fine. 4th of July is fine with me.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And then next, Judy Drain, what do you have? Anything for us?
I put in for two dumpsters. I put in one at Hills and Hollows and one over by Halls. It because our summers are getting really crazy, and every time I go by those dumpsters, they're totally full now. And even the weekend before Memorial, it was ridiculous. So I got hold of the county and talked to, was it Dave Dobbs? Yeah, Dave Dobbs, I believe, anyway. And so he's allotting us the two. They're bringing in 15 for the whole county. And so I got hold of him again. Well, I think I texted him yesterday to find, or emailed him to find out if anything was happening or if they got him in. And he told me that he talked to his landfill guy and that they're just waiting for him to come in. They're not in yet.
Okay.
And then you mentioned that the lodge would like to share one with the restaurant with Hell's Backbone Grill. So you let me know about that. I didn't tell him about that yet because it's just a matter of moving the dumpster. And so once you tell me that, then I'll give him a holler and tell him we need one moved, you know.
Perfect.
The signs, I haven't done those yet because I kind of wanted to get them all done at one time. Gladys's sign isn't in yet and Larry's sign isn't in. I kept on this guy finding out, I don't know what the problem is, whether they're short of help or what, but it's sure taken a while. He told me on the 15th of May that we'd have them the week of the 21st. Well, that's come and gone. So if I don't see anything this week, I'll shoot him another email and tell him to get his derriere and gear. Excuse me.
We also talked about stop signs.
Judy wants a stop sign. We're going to put a stop sign there and a stop sign over by the dumpsters. Once they do that, I don't know. Are they going to put it in, Steve, from the Anasazi? Were they going to do that work over there when they did the road, or are we to put that stop sign in there?
Well, I haven't heard when they're going to start or what. We might as well wait and see what they're going to do before we could put the one on the other side.
Yeah, the one that Judy wanted up. I'll get that. I'm short. I've got enough poles. Hang on just a minute, excuse me. I got a tickle. I've got enough of the big poles, but I think I'm short two bases. We've got two poles sticking up, one down by Carrie's house and the other by Lower Boulder. Breck's gonna pull the one up down there by Lower Boulder for me, so we don't have to go down and get Sam to do that. Our backhoe is still not good enough to really take out on the road yet. I was hoping it would be done. So I thought, well, if we have to get Sam to do it, I'd like to do it all in one day if possible, because it's five signs. And that way it's over and done. But I am going to have to get two bases. And I've looked down there at the town hall and all of those are gone. I've used all those. So I'll have to order two of the bases in. We're going into Salt Lake, so I probably can just pick them up.
You know, another sign that I know we probably need is when you come up with, if they put in that North Road coming out of the park. So if we want to have them not turn right, we need to have a sign that says no outlet or dead end or something so that they don't turn down towards the Davis's shop down there.
That's a good point.
Okay, so I guess I'm missing, give that to me again.
So when, if they put in that north exit.
Oh, okay.
We don't want them turning right and going down that dirt road to the Davis's.
Okay, I gotcha.
So we can also wait for the state to decide, you know, when they're doing the work, maybe that's something they will do for us. Or we can do it now, but you know, I don't want anybody kind of thinking that that's a road that they need to turn down. And It'd be nice to have a sign right there.
We could build a just a light one swing gate across there. You know, one pole and a cross pole. It's just tied, no big deal. You never have to lock it. It's a barrier.
Okay. But that's something we probably ought to consider anyway.
All right.
Okay, anything else on roads or?
No, I haven't talked to Jay. I'm just kind of waiting on him once they, because where they're pulling the asphalt out of Cedar City, he just said once they were doing it, you know, they'd come down and do us. So I really haven't done anything with that. I just assumed, because that's what he did last year, you know, so what else? I think that's it. And you did the planning commission for me, but road wise, I think that's it.
Okay, so on planning, there wasn't a lot. There's the planning commission still working, finalizing the development standards for RV parks and campgrounds, guest ranches, getting all that wrapped up. I think this next meeting, they'll probably maybe approve something and then send it on to the town council. They did talk about that carrying capacity thing that I mentioned before. You know, they sent the Ray Nelson subdivision on to us with the recommendation. And then the next one is the Deer Ranch. And I think Sean Owen may be coming in with a preliminary plat next month or this month. I'm not sure. Michelle, is that the plan or do you know yet?
I've seen some back and forth. Curtis has been communicating with David Bird. And I think they're going to try and do something in this next meeting, but I'm not certain.
Okay.
Donna's on the call. If we want to, she might have an idea. We can.
Well, that's all right. If she wants to, but that may be coming up. So they're moving along. I like the work they're doing on the ordinances, kind of cleaning them up and making them a little bit more boulder friendly, I guess. It was something that needed to be done, and so they're doing a good job on moving along on that. So we may see something at our meeting next month related to RV parks and campgrounds. So that's all I have for planning commission. So
Steve, this is Peck. We are planning a public hearing on the Deer Ranch subdivision.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. So public hearing. So anybody that wants to tune in and listen on that, you'll get a better idea of what they're doing. And then it will come to, it's a little more complicated. So we'll get a preliminary eventually and then a final subdivision. So we'll because they will be adding some infrastructure and so on. But we'll let you know on that. That's coming. All right. Thank you, Judy. Let's see. I have a couple things. I signed the Safe Route to School contract. We sent them a check to get started with Jones and DeMille. They had a kind of a kickoff meeting the other day over Zoom. I had two parents and I attended that and gave them some feedback on the plan. They're going to send us an updated plan and then put out for our approval, and then they'll put out a bid. Our contract request for bids and move on from there. They're hoping to have it done by the time school starts. And so that'll be coming up a little bit as soon as we get that final plan and start moving. I'll send that out to everybody so you can see what they're doing. So that's moving ahead. We finally got the patents on the park. They sent me the patent and said there was a 30-day comment period. I sent it to Mark McKiff and he okayed it. He sent it to the new county recorder and he was okay with the way it was written. So I contacted them and they said everything the town, we're done with everything we need to do. And they will be sending that out probably in a matter of within a month, and we will own our park finally. So So Judy probably remembers it much. I don't know when this started, but it's been going a long time. So we're almost to the finish line, I hope. So, and then for Tree City, our new Tree City rep named Ryan Johnson will be here on June 21st from 11 to 1. If anybody wants to drop by the park, he's new. He wants to get an idea of what we're doing and how he can help. And so the tree group is still going strong, doing projects every Wednesday, I think. So anyway, if you're interested, join us on that day and see what we're doing. And that's all I have. So clerks.
Conrad's here, so we can vote on the minutes
now. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go back to the minutes.
1 minute.
May 6th, and Gladys was missing, but we didn't have a quorum to vote on that. So did you have any comments or anything on that?
No, yeah. I was reading them on the internet, and then I looked and go, I don't have any Zoom thing to my house. So,
okay.
So I went, I got to jump in the truck and come down here.
So are you okay with the minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of May 6th. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Conrad, aye.
Judy?
Judy, aye.
Steve, aye. Okay, thank you, Michelle.
We're glad.
She wasn't here for that.
You're right.
That's why we're waiting for me to join us. So.
I got it.
Okay. Anything else besides the checks issue?
Michelle, what are we going to look into seeing if those people could have that where they were, where they wanted it?
I talked to Steve about it yesterday. He referred it back to the Parks Committee.
Okay.
I've already talked. I'll talk to you after the meeting about it. Yeah.
Okay, so we have checks issued for May. Does everybody have a chance to look down? We don't have Michelle's amount in there.
Because
we haven't written a check, so I'm guessing that it will be her monthly check. So any other questions on anything that Jones and DeMille Engineering, that's $6,500 that comes out of the Class C road funds to begin the Safe Route to School. So that's where that those funds will come out of. And then I'll entertain a motion to approve the checks issued once you've had a chance to look.
Gladys will make a motion to accept the checks as issued.
At my grandma's house.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Judy, aye.
Conrad, yes. Steve, yes. Okay, 4-0. Thank you. Anything else from the clerk?
I don't have anything.
Okay, let's. We'll go ahead and move on to public comments. We'll open it up to anybody. Raise your hand electronically or join us, wave at us, do whatever you need to do, or come on. Any comments that you have, we'd be glad to hear from you.
Sure will. If I don't stop in the next day or two, you call and remind me.
Okay, if we have no public comments, I will make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Conrad, aye.
Gladys, yes.
Okay, Steve, yes. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And pray for rain
every day. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.